And then we come to what we call ordinary human awareness. And ordinary human awareness is, if just for the sake of discussion, and nothing more, just for the sake of discussion, we'll call this energy vibration, this frequency that all of us are in this room vibrating at so that we can all experience each other with our senses, we'll call it 20,000 cycles per second. All right? So that there's this speed that we all, and our eyes can see it. And we know that when I am speaking up here, I am moving my voice box. And there's this thing in my throat called the uvula, and it's moving up and down. And as I throw out these vibrations into the air, you can't see any of them. But somehow, in each one of your ears, there are these little tiny fibers in the cochlea of your ear that are vibrating very, very fast. If I speak very high, they go even faster. And if I speak very low, they go low. And you can pick all of this energy up in the room without being able to see it, right? So I say something up here, and you're picking it up out there, even though you can't get a hold of it. You know that there's energy, that there's vibration going on in this room. And there's vibration that goes on that the eyes can pick up, and so on. But ordinary human awareness, if we call it, let's say, 20,000 cycles per second, I would like to suggest that at 20,000 cycles per second, certain things occur. Certain things begin to happen in our lives. And disease is one of those. Arthritis is one of those. Cancer is one of those. Alzheimer's is one of those. Influenza is one of those. And that it all occurs at the physical level of approximately 18 to 22,000 cycles per second. It's all happening here in ordinary human awareness. And I'd like you to just imagine, if you will, for a moment, moving out of that level of frequency, that frequency of 20,000 cycles per second, and moving into something called 80,000 to 100,000 cycles per second, in which you increase the rate at which you are experiencing energy in your life. And I'd like to suggest to you that when you reach this higher level of awareness, this level of consciousness that is not ordinary at all, that different things begin to happen in your life. And these things that are different in your life are that your perception changes, and that your anticipation changes, and that you can sense things coming that when you're at 20,000 cycles per second will hit you blindside, but you can see it coming. And that there are people who are living at 80,000 cycles per second on a regular basis who do not participate in crime, for example, because they can see it coming. They can anticipate it. They have a perceptual awareness that there's danger here, and they know how to move away from it. When Father Joseph in Medjugorje was lined up in Croatia to be shot because he wouldn't identify where the children were in the village in Croatia, this was just 2 years ago, and they lined him up in front of a firing squad, and the bullets went right through his body. And they saw the bullets in the back of the place where he was standing, and no injuries whatsoever in the front of his body. And they turned him into a saint. They made him a saint. And that's when he built the church in Medjugorje. If you build it, they will come. Build it out in the middle of a field. We just returned from Machu Picchu in Peru, where my wife and I took a group of 75 people. And we spent 5 days in Machu Picchu. We spent 10 days in Peru, and five of them up in Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu is this place that was not discovered by the West until 1911. It was built thousands of years ago. When the Spanish came through South America and did to the natives of South America what we did to the Native Americans in North America, just decimated their whole populations, their Holocaust. They never found Machu Picchu. They never came there. It was discovered by accident up on this mountain peak in Peru. And somehow they had built a whole city, a whole sacred place, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, with boulders that all weighed over 50 tons. How they could possibly have ever gotten them up the mountains 2,000 or 3,000 years ago is a mystery to everybody alive today. Still can't even fathom it. We can only get there now through airplanes and special trains and buses and so on. And these were peasants somehow building a whole city, a sacred place. And when I tell you that walking around in Machu Picchu for those 2 or 3, 4 days of just being there when I wasn't obliged to do other things, I had the greatest sense of well-being that I've ever known in my life. And as you begin to understand what begins to take place as you reach these faster vibrational frequencies, if you will, that things that we thought were outside of our capacity to even be able to understand, let alone experience and perform on a regular basis, you begin to know that you can indeed manage the coincidences of your life. That you have the ability to say to yourself and live it and do it with truth. And let me ask this question of this audience here, and only raise your hand if it's truth. How many of you do not do accidents? I just don't have accidents. And I intend not to have accidents. I have no accidents. I don't do accidents. Let me see. Maybe 15% of the audience. There's an awareness that accidents are things that happen at 20,000 cycles per second. And when I say to audiences, I don't have accidents, I just don't do them. I have in the past, but I don't go there any longer. They say, well, what if somebody's coming right at you, going the wrong way on the freeway, or blindsiding you or whatever? I say, I would perceive that in advance. I would know that, and I would move to make sure that that didn't happen. And if I did indeed have or experience something called an accident, then I would remind myself that I had slipped out of this higher vibrational pattern, this higher level of consciousness, and allowed myself to drift back into ordinary human awareness. And when you do, you are susceptible. You are susceptible to accidents. You are susceptible to arthritis. You are susceptible to disease processes. You are susceptible to disharmony. You are susceptible to all of the disses, disease, disharmony, discord that are in your life. And this is where my talk begins. Because I would like to suggest to you that disorder and disease and disharmony are all capable of being nullified and wiped out of your life when you shift your level of consciousness into a spiritual awareness. That it is spirit, as it says in the New Testament, the spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. These things that I say unto you, these words that I say unto you, are spirit. That's from the New Testament. And that when you can see yourself and learn how to increase your frequency of vibration to a point where you can manage coincidences. And the word coincidence is very interesting. In mathematics, the word coincidence means angles that coincide. It comes from coincide. Coincide, coincidence. Angles that coincide in mathematics are said to be angles that fit together perfectly. If it coincides, doesn't it? It fits together perfectly. We have taken a word that means something that fits together perfectly, and we have interpreted it to mean that which comes together accidentally. We've exactly reversed. And that's sort of what I'd like you to do for the remainder of the time that we have, is to just sort of willingly suspend disbelief, even though I know it's not necessary to say that to this audience. I know who I'm speaking to. And I know what you do, and I honor and celebrate what you do, and I support it very enthusiastically. As we begin to talk about higher levels of consciousness and shifting our awareness, it's like, I think the hardest thing for us to do is to get rid of our belief patterns. It was a Saturday afternoon about 8 or 9 months ago, when Wisdom of the Ages had just come out. And I was very excited, as I still am, about the power of being able to read one essay a day for 60 days and apply it and reach a level of enlightenment through reading. But reading has always been an avenue for me to get to higher places.